Good morning. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope 2018 is off to a good start for each and every one of you. I will say that 2018 for us, for myself and Heather, is already off to a better start than the end of 2017, because the end of 2017, my Seahawks lost. Aww. But hope springs eternal. There's always next season. That's the refrain of every Seattle sports fan, next season. So, moving forward, a few intimations to share at the start of our time. First, have a huge and heartfelt thank you to give to Muriel Gratian and Ishbel Emery for being so kind as to offer us reflection and lead us into children's time today. We're delighted to have you share in worship with us today, Muriel. And where's Ishbel at? She's on door duty. Right. Hi, Ishbel. Good to see you. A few other intimations. A reminder that the next meeting of the Kirk session will occur this Tuesday, the 9th of January at 7:30 p.m. in the church center. And we were supposed to announce that last Sunday, so I will take the blame for that one. They were supposed to give two Sundays notification, so I do apologize for that faux pas. That is on me. A reminder, at the end of this month of January, we'll have a Burns Night on the 26th of January at the church center. Doors open at 6 o'clock p.m., prompt start at 6:30 p.m. Please bring your own wine or beer for the event. Entry is for ticket holders only, and the tickets are £12.50 for this year and available from the social committee, and we have them for sale today as well. Is that right, Ishbel? Yes? Very good. So if you want to purchase your tickets today, feel free to do so. It is a slight increase of cost from last year, but I can assure you the increase of cost goes towards a very excellent cause of my retirement fund. Wait, that's not right. As we announced before, we are seeking to have a year-long ministry intern placed with us in Kemnay starting in June, a young woman named Kylie from Whitworth University, Kylie Gunther. And the increase in cost is to help raise funds to meet some of her expenses while she is with us. We'll have a few fundraising initiatives over the course of the next 6 months and maybe beyond to try and meet a share of those costs. So that's the reason for the slight increase. Your support for the Burn Supper and for bringing Kylie to our shores is warmly appreciated. Reminder about an upcoming budget meeting that conveners and members of the Finance and Stewardship Committee are reminded the annual budget meeting is on Tuesday, 23rd January at 7:30 p.m. in the church center. Could all conveners please, 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 please submit their proposed budget for 2018 to the treasurer by 20th of January at the latest, though I'm sure earlier submissions are warmly welcomed by Ian as well. Reminder, we have new contacts as well for the prayer chain. We're now listed as Nell and Leslie Mackay and Joyce and Jeff Thomas at the numbers listed. Reminder that this Tuesday, Winnowers, the Tuesday morning Bible discussion group, where we talk about the text for the coming Sunday, which I lead, will resume this Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. at the church center downstairs in the quiet room. And last but most certainly not least, a reminder that Loaves and Fishes will not open this week, but Tuesday of next week, it will reopen on the 16th of January. Are there any other intimations to share with our church family at the start of our time together? With those shared then, let us worship our God through song, with singing our first song of praise, The Splendor of the King. And during the singing of this song, your offering for God's continued work here in Kemnay and beyond will be uplifted.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself with light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice.
Indulge just for a second. I had the most poignant memory when we were singing that song, that the very first time when Heather and I flew here to consider the nomination for this charge, the first time I ever walked into this sanctuary, the praise band was rehearsing that song. So it's amazing how things come back to you in the moment. So that song will always mean a great deal to me the first time I saw this beautiful place. Anne.
Let us come together in prayer. Let us pray. Dear Lord and Father, we bring our monetary offerings before you today, and we ask that you bless these, and we trust that these will be used prudently in your honor. We also bring our hearts and lay them lovingly before you. These past few weeks, Lord, have been bitterly cold, with tingling fingers, shiny red noses, and magical misty breaths escaping into the coldness from our warm mouths. Such engaging contrasts. We thank you that you provide us with so many surprising and wonderful phenomena that we can treasure in our lives. Lord, you put the colors in the rainbow, the salt in the sea, the warmth into the sunlight, the silver into the moonlight, the scent in the flowers, the wind that blows, such variety, such wonders, such imagination. You are indeed an inspiration to us. You too have given us the ability to develop new species and new inventions to enhance this wonderful world. We thank you. Guide us to encourage others to fully appreciate this amazing world which you have created for us. Lord, you have given us the ability to think, to consider, to make decisions. Help us to make informed decisions, to consider others, and to stop and think before we act hurtfully. Forgive us for our moments of thoughtlessness, and guide our thoughts and actions so that each day is pleasing to you. Fill our hearts with love for you and for all those we meet each day. Be with those who are suffering hardships and are struggling to find joy in their lives. Give them courage, knowing that you are with them always. Do not give up on us, Lord. Continue to walk with us on our walk through life. Help us to be more aware and caring of your gift to us, your awe-inspiring creation. Let us all join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Anne. Last night, Heather and I were out with a couple friends from America who live and work in Dundee, and they asked us, what do we like best about Kemnay? I said, two things, the beautiful people and the beautiful village. And so we sing together now in that spirit, all things bright and beautiful.
New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Have you all thought of a New Year revolution? Resolution. I have, and I'm going on a diet. Again. When Muriel and I were invited to take part in this service, the first thing that came into our minds was that it was a new year with new hopes and new beginnings. There are so many examples in the Bible of God giving us a new start, new hopes and new opportunities. And he did this with Noah. Lucy is going to start by telling us the story.
The story of Noah. During Noah's lifetime, people were acting very wickedly. This made God unhappy. It made him sad about because people seemed to be thinking more about themselves than about God. Noah, however, was a good man. He loved and obeyed God, and God loved Noah very much. But the wickedness of the rest of the people hurt God very much, and he wanted it to stop. He decided to put an end to all the people because the earth was full of fighting and evil. God told Noah to build an ark, a big boat. So Noah did this. God had decided to send a flood that would cover all the earth. The people all laughed at Noah because there was no water in the desert where they lived. So why was he building a boat? Noah tried to warn them, but they wouldn't listen.
The story continues because God's intention wasn't to end the world, but to make it new. So Noah made his ark, and following God's command, he gathered his family and two of every animal, and they all started going into the ark. Mr. Noah built an ark.
Drops, but huge drops which kept coming and coming till the ark started moving, then floating. If Noah and his family had looked out, they would have seen the world being covered in water.
God had sent a flood to cover the whole world. Apart from Noah and his family, all the people had died. So when the ark finally came to rest on dry ground, Noah and his family would be able to start mankind afresh. With all the pairs of animals, the world was new and everyone in it could start a new life.
Then Noah built an altar to thank God for keeping them safe. When God saw what Noah had done, he told Noah that he would never again curse the ground, even if people became bad. Then he gave them a sign for everyone to see his promise. He put a rainbow in the sky, and that's to remind us of the promise God made to Noah, the animals, and us today.
So now we're going to sing, Who Put the Colours in the Rainbow?
Whenever you see a rainbow, say a little prayer and thank God that he loves us and he keeps his promises. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for saving Noah and his family so that your world could continue and be a better place. You could so easily have given up on us and destroyed everyone and everything in it. But you are loving God. You are a loving God, so you gave us another chance. Thank you. We don't always appreciate our world and we don't always take good care of it, but we know that you care about the world and us, your people. Thank you, God. Amen.
Thank you, Lucy. Thank you, Katie. Now we're going to sing the Arky Arky song with a twist. Right.
Now, we're going to sing this, two verses and a chorus.
Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory, glory.
If you go out on a starry night, you must stand amazed at the expanse and size of the universe, the majesty of the night sky, especially when seen away from the intrusive lighting of the village. Does your breath quicken when you view the world of nature around Kemney, or the intricate beauty of a flower? How often in Good Morning Group do we give praise and thanks for the beauty of this world, especially here in our own village? God appointed us custodians to look after his world, his creation. The story of creation is so familiar to us, but Muriel and I felt it had been a long time since we visited that reading. So, of course, it is most appropriate for this Sunday, the first Sunday of the new year.
Genesis chapter 1, the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
Before creation, there was nothing at all. Nothing existed except God. He has always existed. It is suggested by some scientists and other people that everything always existed, or that there was a big bang that made everything. But we know and believe that it is the handiwork of God the Almighty, the author of creation.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters, to separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good.
And God saw that it was good.
Then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds. And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it, according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good.
And God saw that it was good.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day.
What we see now is all kinds and colours of flowers, daisies and daffodils, roses and orchids, bluebells and sunflowers, and many, many more. Bushes and trees also, and fruit trees, and lots, lots more. Earth was now a very beautiful place.
And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good.
And God saw that it was good.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. Where previously outer space was just space, God now filled it with all kinds of beautiful things. The lights include the sun, the moon, the twinkling stars, as well as many planets in our solar system, and so much more. And now we have days, seasons, years. We have time.
And God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good.
And God saw that it was good.
God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas and let the birds increase on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good.
And God saw that it was good. On the fifth day of creation, the earth was ready to support animal life. God had made water, soil, air, and plants and fruits for food. He had also created the sun to give light and warmth. Now God created Earth's first inhabitants, the animals that live in the sea and those that fly in the air. He gave us fish, whales, corals, clams, squid, jellyfish, and so much more. He gave us eagles, sparrows, blackbirds, bats, owls, and so much more. Aren't we lucky today that we can sit in the comfort of our homes and watch the habits of the rarest and most endangered of animals, mainly due to the BBC and David Attenborough. As for the mysterious world God made under the sun, How could we ever imagine how amazing and wonderful it is if it wasn't for the blue planet recently shown?
Then God said, let us make man in our image, in likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good.
God saw all that he had made, and it was very good.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
On this one day, when he had made man, God said, it was very good. We must remind ourselves that we are part of God's creation. Perfect man, made in God's image. But as we find out, very soon man is tempted. And so it goes on today. We ask God's forgiveness because we are not perfect, but we know he listens and answers our prayers. On the seventh day, God rested.
In the beginning, ere time began and awe was dark, long ere the world was made and chaos reigned o'er the abyss, let there be licht, he said. And licht there was, he ca'd it day, and darkness ca'd he nicht. There was evening, there was morning, and the colours pleased his sicht. In sign he raised the lift abeen, cerulean tinted dome. There was evening, there was morning, and the colours pleased his sicht. Then he gathered a' the waters, and he made the seven seas, and the land he raised abeen them, where he planted grass and trees. And the mony-tinted flowers, and the herbs that sweetly blow, tree and leaf and seed and berry, aye, he made them, een and a'. Sun, moon, and stars he lifted up, splendent celestial spheres, to lift the earth and mark the days, the seasons, signs, and years. Then he filled the teeming waters with fish and muckle whales, and every living creature that loups or swims or crawls.
In the oceans and abeen them, in the currents o' the air, he made the tribes of feathered folk that ply their business there. He made a' the little craters that creep upon the ground, ox, lion, moose, and elephant, he made them, every one. He filled the waters, earth, and air with routh the living things, the wall that blows, the bull that roars, the little bird that sings. And man he made, and woman, in the morning world to dwell, to rule over his creation in the likeness o' himsel. And seeds and fruits he gave to them for sustenance and mate, and to every living creature the herbs that he could eat. God sat him down and looked roun at a' thing he had done. There was evening, there was morning, and the seventh day had come. He looked o'er the bonny world, o'er mountain, plain, and flood, our islands, seas, and continents. And he saw that it was good. And on the seventh day, God rested. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for this amazing world you gave us. Everywhere we look, we can see your hand. In the hills, the valleys, the rivers, the seas, we can see it in the flowers, in the trees. We see it in spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And yet, unfortunately, we tend to take them all for granted. You gave us all this wonder and beauty. But gradually, we are destroying it. Help us to appreciate your world and to take care of it. We don't own it. Thank you, God. Amen.
Thank you, Muriel. Thank you, Ishbel. I'd like to volunteer you to read scripture each week in the way that you read it then at the end. That was awfully well done and very fruitful reflection on one of the core stories of our faith, the story of creation. And as we move forward into 2018, we do have much to reflect on, much to be grateful for. And anytime we step outside, anytime we take a breath of fresh air, we give thanks to our God for the gift of life. So we sing now, continuing in worship together, Creation Sings.
Creation sings the Father's song. He calls the sun to wake the dawn, and run the course of day. The evening falls in crimson rays. Prints of flakes of snow, his breath upon the spinning globe, he charts the eagle's flight, commands a newborn baby's cry. Alleluia! Let all creation stand and sing. Alleluia! Fill the earth with songs of worship. Creation stand and sing.
Let's join together in prayer. Dear Father, we bring to you our prayers for others and for the world. Despite the wonders of your creation and the beauty and harmony you created, the world we see today is in a bit of a mess, Lord. There is turmoil on the land and in the seas caused by natural disasters, flooding, storms, hurricanes, fires, and drought. There is great destruction of your world caused by man. Deforestation, endless raids on the natural resources, vast amounts of building work for new cities, draining resources, sending out huge amounts of light, which upset wildlife and the balance of your ecosystems. And there is yet more upset and destruction caused by man to his fellow man through acts of war and terror, of intolerance for others, races, and beliefs. And the name of so-called progress, where one man's wealth and power overrides another's right to live in peace in his own way. Father, we bring to you the people enduring these situations, seeking your peace and strength for them, and praying for an end to their suffering. We pray for agencies of all kinds throughout the world who are seeking to help. May you strengthen their hand and encourage their work. Help us to seek ways to help through money, action, and prayer. We pray that our advances in science, industrialization, and exploration can be used to improve our use of your world in ways that cause less and not more harm to it. As Christians, we know that you are present in the dark times and the dark places, using the hands and voices of your people to bring change, comfort, and we pray eventually peace to all places. We thank you, Lord, that we know you are present. Lord, help us not to despair despite all the bad news we read and we hear, as we know that there is still so very much of good and of beauty in your world, and you are ever present. We rejoice in the good things we see and experience, the big public things and the very personal things. We give you thanks especially for the creation of new life. We thank you for the gift of the babies baptized here recently, Leo and Douglas, and for the safe arrival of Hannah to Jen and Richard, our church friends working in Africa. We give you thanks, Lord, for the lives you created and have now gathered to yourself. As families and friends mourn or reflect on lives past, may they take comfort from the knowledge that those they loved are with you who also love. We think today of Jeff Thomas and his family and the loss of Jeff's brother, and we ask you to be close to them all today, Lord. We pray for ourselves that we too take the sure knowledge of your love for us into the week, months, and year ahead. We bring our prayers in the steadfast name of Jesus, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Thank you, Rita. Now we sing our closing hymn of praise, "March On, My Soul, with Strength."
Thank you.
In the beginning, God created all things, the land, the sky, the sea, all of creation. Each of us is a creation by the hands of God. God has created this new year. Let us go forth into 2018 full of faith and trust in God's continued goodness to each of us, and go forth from this place, and may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon each of us, and upon all who we love, this new year and forevermore.
We're not quite finished yet, because this is actually a special day in a number of different ways. As you know, we've got a group of about six ladies who are regularly watching the services down at Littlewood Court, and today is no exception. In fact, one of the ladies there has a special birthday this week. Jess Elric is celebrating her 95th birthday, I believe, on Tuesday. So we thought we'd take this opportunity for the congregation here to sing Happy Birthday to Jess. So let's all stand up and sing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jess. Happy birthday to you.
Well, I think she deserves a round of applause, don't you?